Good morning. Today is Monday, July the 26th. Joining us this morning, Mr. Arkley. Good morning, Rob.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get down to Fortuna and see the cars or see the cars driving around?
I saw them driving around.
Always fun.
Always nice to see, and it's a great tradition for our area.
Yeah. Kind of like fog.
Well, we've got tradition in spades this year.
Back to back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, let's see. Are you ready for our question this morning?
I don't feel particularly sharp, but let's give it a run.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay away from Swiss cheese holes because that's too easy.
No, it's not.
Okay, fine. Now, either I'm being set up unmercifully okay. Why does Swiss cheese have holes?
Because in their cheese-making process, they ferment it and it creates bubbles. I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, my eye.
Is that it?
Swiss cheese is made by heating cow's milk at high temperatures and then lifting the curd from the whey in one mass in a fine mesh net. This mass is then shaped into blocks, salted with strong brine, to prevent drying and stored for 6 to 8 weeks to ferment.
Oh.
At 80 degrees Fahrenheit. The holes are formed during the latter part of the process when bubbles of CO2 gas are liberated. Didn't think we'd use that word this morning. Liberated by bacteria used to promote fermentation.
That's a good one. I think that's well worthwhile.
I know. It's just one of the few in here that I knew
I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
I had zero idea. I do like Swiss cheese.
All right. You missed out on Three Sheets to the Wind.
Yes.
Which, to me, is one of the... it was just after we went with the A's. And Lon and Bill were doing a game, the A's against the Orioles.
And they were having fun.
And a kid came out to the plate, the second year, hit a smoker down the line, right? So as he's rounding first, he tripped and he went back to first. His name was Larry Sheets. So Lon said, you know, he hit that one like he had three sheets to the wind. And it's like, you know, I miss him.
Well, do you remember when Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons did the announcing for the Giants? And there was a woman named Morgana.
Yes. The chicken also.
Yeah.
She attacked the chicken. She would just go around and, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so those two were wonderful. And Bill King was great, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well.
We have a good announcer now for the Giants.
Unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
Lon and Bill are the standard.
Well, they are.
Russ was very, very close, but I was too young to really appreciate it. And then suffered through Michaels and some of those guys in the 70s, so I kind of lost that momentum when Lon was gone. Bill Thompson was good, too.
Yeah. I love Kipe and Crook. I just love Kipe's voice.
Oh, okay, the deep, rich.
Deep, rich. He was hurt this weekend, or they were happy he was
chemo.
Back? Oh, does he have cancer?
He's coming back. Well, hopefully not now, but he's been gone for 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay, well, that shows you.
And he just popped in.
Great.
Is what I read. Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful.
All right. We've now cleared the deck of sports.
No.
We got our question out of the way. What are you hearing? And it's interesting. I've only had two people have concerns about Humboldt's expansion.
Concerns?
Concerns. And it's associated with the same topic. And it's the same thing that we've talked about in the past. Housing. The lack of housing in the area, not only for the students, but now let's ripple it out, the expansion in the supply chains, and expansion for the trades folks, expansion, you know, all those ripple downs into the 10th and 15th tier, if you will, and not the lack of available land, but the lack of available tradesmen in the area.
Don't worry. This is like in North Dakota when they found the Bakken. There were no laborers.
Wait, what? Is the Bakken related to the Kraken?
Yes, Seattle? It is. Okay. Yes, free the Kraken.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, you thought this was going to be straight this morning?
No, I did not.
We start with one. It's not going to go straight.
It's not going to go. But the here's the thing, and our local contractors are going to have to adjust. There is going to be a labor shortage. What does supply and demand do? It raises wages, the invisible hand of the market. Laborers should start demanding more money. I don't begrudge it to them. At SN, our beginning salary is basically $20 an hour. Anyone who says the minimum wage is $5 hasn't been trying to hire any, or seven, whatever, hasn't been trying to hire anybody lately. The new unofficial market-driven minimum wage is 15. It just is.
Well, that's what the state is, too.
Was the state 15? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And that's, yeah. So, you know, it's, as we look at it, and I think you're right. You know, if the value is there, the value is there. We just don't have the bodies.
We will.
There.
We will. We're going to have to pay them. I, frankly, you know, we're beginning the process of building, addressing the housing need for the community, and think we can help in a...
Is this Cattle Prodded, your project on the water? Not the balloon track, the housing one?
All of it.
Okay.
And we have big plans to address a big need. And I don't think...
What kind of timeline? Because yeah, that's... Obviously, there's a buildup for HSU.
2 to 3 years to really start.
To actually hear and see...
Yeah.
Stuff.
Nails.
Yeah.
And is the permitting starting? Yeah, we're spending money on the consultants. We're doing all that. Is it going to be big? Yes. But it's really cool, and we should all embrace this. We have an opportunity to make our town one of the coolest, great seaport towns on the West Coast. This is an opportunity. In 10 years, we're going to reshape this town for three generations.
Well, and everybody is excited about it, about Humboldt and what it means to the area. It's just that housing is the one thing that people are going, huh? I'm sure traffic circulation is going to be an issue too.
Well, I don't think
there's more and more.
I don't think Cutton can deal with it meaningfully unless and until they deal with it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. So, Rob, with these housing pressures that we're anticipating, is there a number? I mean, EIRs and all that kind of stuff we hear about, and they talk, okay, what's the impact of the roads? Like we were talking about Cutton. Okay, you drop some stuff out. Cutton, can we handle it, yes or no? And they do all the studies and try to figure things out. Okay. So is there an EIR for the housing for the expansion of Humboldt and the redesignation? Does anybody know what the target is?
4,000 to 5,000 units between faculty and students.
Over what kind of timeline? 10 years? 5 years?
Well, they're short now, so that gives you...
You're starting at a deficit, okay.
Yeah. They're short 500 units now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Even with all the stuff that's been built at... Northern, North Arcata?
Yeah.
No. Still that short.
Short.
Now, is that because the dorms haven't been kept up or haven't been expanded? You know, got a neat-looking soccer field.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
You know, one thing you should do, I love telling you your business. It's just really a gratifying thing. You should have someone, and I'd gladly give my space, have someone from Humboldt give the community a talk shop update every month That's where the action is. Folks don't realize what $500 million sloshing around this community is going to do. And I think giving them a forum from which to speak would be helpful for all of us.
Well, why don't you bring somebody in next month?
Oh, I can arrange that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, whoever you feel comfortable with and they feel comfortable with you.
I think they're
you can warn them about us and we'll be okay.
Yeah. And be nimble, be quick.
Yeah.
And put on your flak jacket early.
So if we're looking at 4,000 or 5,000,
it's not going to be solved by local contractors, Bri.
No. I think just putting it in the changing of the dynamics of the community, I mean, that's half of a Fortuna. Boom.
Yeah.
Or a third of Arcata. Boom. It's a pretty significant impact.
But a lot of the growth is going to be Arcata has the piece that Humboldt owns where they're going to build, I think, 600 units.
On the west side of the highway.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to tear down a couple of other buildings that are there.
On campus?
On campus.
Like the old goofy registration building that just looks so...
I don't speak for them. I don't know.
It just looks so rough. And
Stay tuned, Nick's. Last Monday of August, I'll get
We'll know?
Yeah, no, I'll get someone to come in and talk to us.
Okay.
Because it's important that we all know what's going on.
So they're doing some stuff on their own. Is the private sector, do you sense, going to be able to step up and...
Well,
do anything?
I mean, we're going to in Eureka. At least that's the plan. Certainly, we have the undeveloped land of great size to do.
And great local awareness of.
Yes. But no, I think Fortuna will get some. But the logical place to start is Eureka. First build out what you have in Arcata. And Arcata's landlocked, and there's so much that can be done. Then... over here, and we're going to get, you correctly assess, it is an enormous amount of growth quickly. Everyone's wanted to develop the waterfront and this sort of thing. Guys, it's coming. It's coming at you like a freight train.
Well, now we hear an awful lot along the waterfront that it has to be coastal dependent. Okay. And in some places, hotels didn't seem to be coastal dependent. Is housing coastal dependent, or is that phrase now kind of being redefined or taken a secondary position?
I think the city of Eureka has flexibility within that definition and has taken care of some of the zoning. This hopefully they've addressed that concern.
So there is some flexibility then?
I think so. Yeah. In between Arcata and Eureka, there's some land that could be developed.
We can't figure out what we want with the eucalyptus trees, though.
I think we've all got.
Isn't that funny that is such a lightning rod issue?
I don't know. They're an invasive species, for God's sakes. They get to take them off on the refuge, and somehow along Highway 101, in between Arcata and Eureka, it's a lightning rod. Well, here's my assessment. Go short on the. Life of the eucalyptus trees.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go short, build a hedge.
No, I think we're built. I think the fights that we've had now will be skirmishes, and the size of the money coming in and the provider of the capital, meaning Humboldt, is of a scale that things will get done because if nothing else, the Coastal Commission must be dealt with first. Don't deal with them last. And that's part of what happens with the eucalyptus trees is let's get a dialogue and a plan together before we can fight. And so that's part of the thing. We need a new approach to the regulatory environment in which we find ourselves.
I wrote down state versus state.
Yep.
State education.
Yep.
Versus state environmental.
And what's more green than education?
True. But the thought was, who wins this battle? The State Department of Education, who's needing this stuff, or is it the Coastal Commission, who's kind of had their way over the last little while?
I think the balance...
might be tipping?
We'll see.
It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We are back. Rob did not leave the room.
I thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the witty conversation during the break just kept him mesmerized. Oh, gee. One of the things, and I think I've shared a little bit, my middle brother, Kurt, is a contractor, and he's down in Sonoma County. And what they did down there in the fire zone is, you know, permits are like our plans are accepted within and approved within maybe half of a day. If there's an issue that pops up, instead of just telling you to come back, they work with you on site at the moment. They waived a lot of the fees because of the fire. They want to get people in the houses, get them back going, get the communities back going, and they have whatever the designated zone was, and that's what happens. Okay. Sonoma County is not that far away from us. Is there a logical argument, Rob, for Humboldt to consider doing something comparable for Humboldt? Because we've got, not only do we have the refugees coming in and the challenges associated with finding housing for those folks and for existing folks, now we're going to have this additional pressure or need. I don't think anybody's looking to have the homes escalate another 50-60% in the next 3 years.
They will.
Why not make it as smooth and as easy and as still safe, but process things
this
a
is,
little bit easier? I don't get that.
When I get a question like you just gave, normally I say I could be a supervisor. That's not a hard job. I could do it. By golly, everyone's going to have an opinion on what you just said. And it's just, I'm glad I'm not having to listen to the various arguments because I'm a, let's get it done. For goodness sakes, let's make it beautiful. The one thing I complain about with what we put up here is it's not built for the test of time. Cher and I are proud of what we've developed and we're going to do more and make it even more beautiful.
Well, in that same spirit.
But
why do, and this goes back to like when Arnie Herskovic was at the city or just left the city, we seem to really embrace the concept of regulatory attitude and hurdles. You know,
the Supes have every incentive to streamline things. In this,
yeah, if there was ever a time,
yeah,
this is the time.
And the city of Eureka, this is a massive bailout of the city of Eureka through fees, through everything else. It is a windfall bailout, and they're foolish not to embrace it. And I happen to think that they will be rational about it. I go toe-to-toe with Miles Slattery on the parking, but on this issue, he seems to really understand it. I think he's proactive. He has a vision. So I really am – they're not going to cut timelines, but they're going to make it easier and less expensive, I hope.
And a more positive ROI.
That's it.
I don't know. I guess it may not be the way that I would do it, but I don't have full knowledge of what they need to accomplish too. But for the public safety and purposes, infrastructure, and we've talked about the poor circulation for traffic anywhere Humboldt County. We just never think about that. There's a little bit of lead time on this challenge now. Do you sense that any of the public works departments or the roads folks in these jurisdictions are looking at, okay, if this happens, how are we going to handle it? And then the growth, not tomorrow, plus 10 years, plus 20 years.
After not this 20. It's not a 20-year window, Brian.
No, I understand. But it's going to continue to ripple and grow and grow and grow. Whatever the 5-year vision is or the 10-year, it's not going to freeze at that level. It's going to continue to grow as our area is discovered by more and more people, and we continue to have more folks wanting to live here.
Yeah, every small town.
We plan for yesterday instead of tomorrow, I guess, is simple.
Every small town's going to grow, even your fabled town of Orrick. And
unfortunately, it is almost a fable anymore, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But what you need there are out-of-town owners, and they need to sell. As soon as the market cracks and they sell, Orrick will rebound in nothing flat.
But so what's the pressure to get there?
No, you need assets to trade. You need heirs who are no longer wanting to be slumlords. You need the county to come in and say, okay, fix it or tear it down or sell it. We're not going to put up with this because it's blight, no matter how you slice it.
And blight is still an issue.
Sure.
I mean, nationally, it's a recognized issue.
It's not the issue it used to be. Small towns are flying back. People don't get it. The blight is going to be in the inner cities because who in the hell wants to get shot at? I don't.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, one of the things that we've heard kind of danced around a little bit, and I don't know if you're at a spot where you can either you have the knowledge or you feel comfortable in sharing, with the growth of Humboldt, with the Polytech, okay, when will we start to see and feel? We've had so many great almosts in our area. When are we going to see the it's here?
That's a very good question. I think Humboldt will see Polytech take off sooner than you think, probably 18 months, because they have the land and they have the buildings they can tear down and rebuild.
Even class offerings, is that happening this fall?
No, 22 from what I hear.
So that's when the curriculum will start to change.
I think so.
I figure for me, you know, simplistic that I am, either I'm going to see new wood or the signs at the gateways are going to say poly. And I don't know, it's probably associated with the formal and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. So whenever that happens, that's when I figure at that point, will be cool.
It's happening. You and I are going to live through history. It's going to be fun. And it's like all our failures have teed us up for the success this time.
How is the rest of the state responding to this?
They don't care.
It's a non-factor.
It's a non-factor. Half a billion? Come on.
No. Another Polytech.
They don't care.
I've heard SLO had an issue.
I didn't hear that.
They were not in favor of adding a third.
Well, what I hear is there's a ridiculous shortage of polytechnic universities. We have two.
Yeah, in the state, yeah.
In the state.
Yeah.
And the population's doubled since those two came on. So it's time. We need it.
Culturally, what do you project out?
I'm delighted. I think they will be a bright addition to our culture here. I think they're going to be great, the students and the faculty. These are technical people, engineers, that, I think we're going to see something pretty great here.
So architects rather than an ag program?
Well, I don't know about architects. That doesn't strike me as engineering.
Civil engineers, sorry.
That's okay. I think we're just
going to see. I save you from stepping in that big cow thing right next to you there.
I'm taking a shot
at the architects here.
Yeah, no, I don't take a shot at the architects. I just don't know where we're educating people. We do have a great need for engineering in this state, specifically.
Structural engineering.
Structural and all sorts of engineering. And, you know, the fisheries, that's a polytechnic vocation in there. And
Those two come together nicely, as does the
forestry,
fiber optic also. Yeah. Now, I heard, pillar to post here, that the Caltrans wants to seed over whatever the highway is out on the spit.
255.
Yeah, some old boulevard extended.
Yes.
Because of the right-of-way concerns, that they just don't want to deal with it. Are you hearing that there's... And that's the next step in getting the fiber optic stuff all squared up and ready. Are you hearing that there's any issues with that fiber optic line coming on board and running into Arcata and then pushing out beyond there?
I've not heard a thing about that. We've gone down a different path at SN at Fairhaven. Instead of fiber optic, we've done we're doing other things. But
Abacus?
I haven't heard anything. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, sometimes you just get too serious.
Yeah. I get grim fast,
Buy one big abacus and just have it out there on display.
Wouldn't that be great?
Either in the lobby or out in the parking lot, you know, some kind of a sculpture.
Well, it's like at Lloyd's of London, you go in there and you go up a couple of stories and there's a big old bell that they used to, when a ship went down, they used to dong the bell and...
Moment of silence kind of
thing? Moment of silence thing. Maybe we'll be the same. Abacus, bell, yeah. Looks like the same thing.
Oh, so what are we, have there been any advances on the North Spit, you know, the property that you have there, some of the projects that are in the neighborhood?
There's a lot going on out there. And, I mean, Larry Oker at the Harbor District's got a lot going on, and he's gotten some significant funding. That's a case where we're all on the same team, and so we're going in a slightly different direction than they are. They want to build windmills and that sort of thing, and I'm all for it. They want to do the fish plant.
I want to say fish farm too, and it's not a farm. It's
a plant.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm all for that. I'm all for all this. It's going to be clean. It's going to be done well.
Is it nice to be, or refreshing rather, to kind of have everybody going in the same direction rather than loggerheads?
Yeah, but I'm not sure that we may perceive that, but whether it's actually happening, I don't know.
First level.
I think it's level one kumbaya.
Yeah.
This is not deep love.
No. No. I suspect that, things will be fluid.
Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. It's about as close to as a fish pun as I can get. We'll leave it there.
Or a bay.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you.